You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us again on the Wisconsin Sports Heroics podcast on the Packernet Podcast Network. I'm here with my co-host, McQuaid Arnold, and we are going to be breaking down the Green Bay Packers 2022 schedule today. How are you doing, McQuaid?
I'm doing good. I'm stoked for this schedule. I think that there's going to be a lot of great games played this year.
Yeah. Just looking at that, there looks to be a ton of really exciting matchups. Obviously, you've got the Patriots, the Bills, Buccaneers, games against the Super Bowl champion Rams, just a ton of really fun matchups, as well as obviously the normal divisional stuff and some other fun games in there as well. And the Packers' first ever trip to London.
Yep, that we got. And we got five primetime games tied for the most in the league. However, that does not include the London game or Christmas. So yeah. You got to figure that, I mean, really, that they got seven primetime games this year. It's just, you're going to wake up early that one Sunday for London game.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So I figured we could touch on the preseason a little bit, just because I thought there were some interesting matchups there. So obviously the dates for those games aren't determined yet, but week one of preseason is going to be the 49ers. Week two is going to be the Saints. And then week three is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. I thought it was interesting that the 49ers were in there, because normally I feel like the Packers don't match up with someone with kind of a in-conference rival like the 49ers are. And so I think that's going to be interesting.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how much starters play, if at all. I don't think Aaron Rodgers played a single down last year, which I don't think was new. But and then also to see Jordan Love, you know, in those three games, if he can either A, you know, show us that he's going to be something in the future, or B, give other teams tape for a possible trade candidate, because you know that's got to be on the minds of some people. So yeah, Jordan Love is going to be watched a lot this preseason.
Yeah, definitely. And there's some good tests for him, right? The 49ers and the Saints both have pretty well coached defenses, and so it's going to be definitely something I'm going to be watching as well.
Yep.
All right, so moving into the regular season, which, of course, that's what everyone's looking forward to. So week one, we've got the Minnesota Vikings on the road at US Bank Stadium on September 11th at 1:25 p.m. Central Time. So that's going to be an interesting matchup, because the Vikings, I think they have a lot of change. They've had a lot of change over the offseason, right? They've got a new coaching staff. Mike Zimmer's gone for the first time in a while. They've got some new faces on defense, on offense, that sort of thing. Obviously, they still have Kirk Cousins. They still have Justin Jefferson. Still have Adam Thielen. So what were your thoughts on this matchup, McQuaid?
I think it's going to be this game might not mean much, to be honest with you. The first game of the season, right? I'll take that back. Shouldn't mean much. Might not mean much at the beginning of the year, right? Could mean much a lot at the end of the year when it comes to divisional and conference standings. But who these teams are in week one, it's going to be a heck of a lot different than who they are in week 17 when they play again. But it's going to be a nice right out of the gate test to see that. I mean, Minnesota is supposed to be Green Bay's biggest competition to division. So seeing that week one matchup right away is going to be a lot of matchups to watch for.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough test, right? They've got some new faces. The Vikings have some new faces in the secondary, but the Packers also have a bunch of new faces on offense, especially a wide receiver. And so, you know, will Aaron Rodgers be able to take advantage of some of the experience of some guys like Lewis Cine, those guys who have been drafted by the Vikings? It's going to be definitely an interesting game. Obviously, so the Vikings, a lot of Packers fans, that's their number one most hated rival. I think that's probably the case for me, but it's going to be a fun opening game. The last time I think the Packers opened against the Vikings on the road, right, was 2020 when they scored a 40 burger on them.
Yep. And I think this is the first time either ever or just in a really long time that the Vikings have opened up a game, or excuse me, the Packers have opened up the season on the road in Minnesota with fans. So it's going to
be that's true.
The crowd's going to be wild.
Nice, yeah. All right, and then moving on to week two, that's the home opener, obviously at Lambeau Field on September 18th against the Chicago Bears. It's going to be Sunday Night Football. I mean, primetime Bears home opener. Yeah, I mean, doesn't get much better than that as a Packers fan.
No, not getting much better. And the Bears, you know, their roster, I think they're going to be still fighting for that third spot in the division with Allen Robinson. Was a big loss for them. I know we took a big loss too with Devontae. We got Aaron Rodgers and they don't. I think that's what. Yeah. And I think our defense is going to be lights out this year. I think we'll see that on display the first 2 weeks for sure, but especially that home opener against Chicago.
Yeah, and I think that the Bears, they're in a place where they're kind of rebuilding, right? So they're not necessarily trying to be super competitive for this year. Yep. You know, obviously they're looking for the future, which is probably the smart thing to do with the way their roster was constructed up to this point. But still, they're probably not going to be a great team for this season.
They're still a few years away. They're going the right way. I think all NFC North teams are doing had a pretty good offseason so far, and they're all trending the right direction. But yeah, the Lions and Bears are both going to be fighting for that third spot still.
Yep. And then moving on to week three, it's going to be a tough road game against the Buccaneers in Tampa, 3:25 Central Time on September the 25th. Obviously, the Packers have not fared well either against the Buccaneers on the road or just in Florida in general the last couple of years, right? They got blown out week one last season. They got blown out against the Buccaneers in Tampa the season before that. So this is going to be a tough game. I think that though with the changes we've seen to the Packers defense, I think that they'll be able to perform better than they have in the past against Tom Brady and the Bucs.
I think so I have five games that are going to define the season this year or may define the season this year. And this is the first one. This is the first of those five. I'll go through the four when we get to them. But this game is going to be huge for down the line for conference ranking or conference standings. Even, you know, obviously final record, the winner of this game could have the tiebreaker for the number one seed in the NFC if it falls that way. So a couple of huge games early in
the year. Yeah, obviously, like you said, this is a game that a lot of Packers fans are going to have circled. I'm really interested to see how the Packers offense performs. I think, right, we said the defense, you know, they match up against the Bucs' weapons a little bit better, obviously, than when they had Kevin King and Shannon Sullivan out there starting in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
But on the offensive side, it's going to be a really real challenge, obviously, to protect Aaron Rodgers if Elton Jenkins isn't back and able to slot into that right tackle position, right? You might have Josh Neiman in there. We really don't know at this point who's going to be starting there. But it is worth mentioning that the Bucs, they'd also lost some of their front seven, right? They didn't sign JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul. Yep. They didn't re-sign Ndamukong Suh. They did draft some players, right? Like Logan Hall, I believe that they drafted an edge rusher in the first round of the year before that. So they have some reinforcements coming in there, but it may not be as tough of a matchup as we saw in 2020.
It's going to be a totally different looking defense, right? And I think they lost an offensive lineman or two as well.
Yeah, they did. They're right guard, I think. One of their guards.
So they're going to, It's going to be two totally different teams. It's going to be, you know, which veteran quarterback can lead the new roster, you know, to a win. I think that Green Bay's defense is going to they'll have some matchups in this game that they'll be able to take advantage of, especially in that front seven.
Yeah. I think I have a fairly good feeling about this game. I think that the Packers will be able to they'll stand a good chance of pulling out a win.
Yep.
All right, and then ironically, right after we face Tom Brady, we're going to, in week four, the Packers face the New England Patriots on October 2nd at 3:25 p.m. Central Time at Lambeau Field. So this is going to be another interesting matchup. I believe the last time they faced the Patriots was 2018.
And I think the last time they played the Patriots at Lambeau was when Jordy had that slant for 50 yards for a touchdown.
I think you might be right there. So yeah, this is going to be a fun game. Obviously it's going to be an afternoon game, a matchup between two great coaches. I mean, obviously Bill Belichick is one of the best of all time, and Matt LaFleur is, you know, we've seen him have a lot of success over the last couple seasons. It's going to be a fun matchup. I mean, Mac Jones is, he performed fairly well in his first season. And so it's going to be interesting to see if he can kind of take that next step with you know, what has changed and stayed the same on the New England Patriots offense. Yeah, this is going to be another one of those games, right, where you're going to be, it's going to be a prime time, a lot of eyes on it, that type of game.
The Patriots feel like a team that you want to jump out ahead on early. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get a 10-0, 13-0, even 17-0 lead against the Patriots, and you've got you're in a really good position, because Mac Jones, he's had a great rookie year. He's got a bright future. You just don't think he's going to be able to win a shootout with you know, with Aaron Rodgers, and making him throw it 50 times is going to do what we want. So of any game, you know what I mean, this is one where I would want to jump out to an early league, because I think it'll benefit Green Bay the most as far as who they're going up against.
Yeah, and it may be an advantage actually to face the Patriots earlier in the year, right? Because in the past, sometimes they've gotten hot towards the end of the year with, you know, that defense kind of coming on and starting to make some more plays. So it might be better for the Packers to face them now rather than later on.
Yep, yep.
All right, moving on to week 5, Packers London trip. It's going to be the New York Giants at 8:30 a.m. Central Time on October 9th at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Hopefully I said that right. But yeah, this is going to be a really interesting one. Obviously, it's a long road trip for the Packers, obviously for the Giants as well, although I think it's a little bit shorter since they're closer. But it's going to be really interesting to see how they perform in a new environment. I don't think the Giants are going to be particularly good this year, so it's probably, you know, a fairly good matchup considering, you know, with that long road trip. So it's nice to be able to face an opponent who's, you know, they have Daniel Jones starting at quarterback.
Yeah, I think it was the NFL did it intentionally to not lose a marquee matchup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Giants Packers, it's still going to be a good game or you know, could anything can happen any given Sunday, but you know, Giants Packers should be heavily favored, and then it's just going to be interesting to see the Packers fans there, the following that we see in the stadium during the game, and then what I'm going to be most anxious about or looking ahead to is how, when they travel there, how they get there, when they get back. You know, the travel time for this game is going to be massive for the following weeks, because you know, a London trip, you know, I don't think you bounce back after one good night's sleep. So it's the travel for this game, outside of the game itself, the travel for this game is going to be the thing to focus on as far as how the team responds to it.
Yeah, and another good thing about this, you know, this kind of situation, obviously it's less than ideal to travel thousands of miles for a game, but another advantage, the following week 6 on October 16th, they're going to be facing the New York Jets at Lambeau Field, who are another team who the prospect of them being able to compete is a little bit dubious coming into the season. Obviously they made some additions in the draft. They had a bunch of draft picks, drafted some really nice players, but you know, can they compete in that division? Will it be a competitive game? It's going to be interesting to watch.
Yep. It's Zach Wilson, another year with Zach Wilson. We're going to see Garrett Wilson, one of our wide receivers we wanted in this draft.
Yeah.
But these are a few games where you're coming off the London trip. The New York Jets aren't you know, they're not the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so you have a game where you should win it, right? Take advantage of it, and don't let the London trip come back to bite you, you know, 6-7 days later.
Yeah, and I think the nice thing about these kind of, as this season starts to round like into that middle of the season, I think that this is where the Packers' new wide receivers are going to really start to click a little bit more, be able to contribute a little bit more. So it'll be good. Hopefully, as long as that happens around that road trip, hopefully that'll help overcome some of the fatigue that can cause.
Yep. Yep.
All right, week 7, October 23rd at 12 p.m. Central Time. I don't remember if I told the time for the Jets game, but that's 12 p.m. Central as well. Week 7, it's going to be against the Washington Commanders, FedEx Field in Washington, D.C. That's going to be another game, right, where the quarterback's kind of a question, right? They've got Carson Wentz. He's not performed well the last couple years. That whole team didn't perform well last year. And so this is going to be, you know, hopefully a nice way to kind of ease back into the schedule after that long road trip.
So it's, you know, I think that the Green Bay or Matt LaFleur may have known the schedule a while ago. And that's why they still requested the bye later in the season, because that's what they want. But you look at the schedule, week 5, 6, and 7 is
Giants, Jets, and then Commanders. You know what I mean? Those are all, and obviously the London trip is in there. So those aren't three. There's no layup games in the NFL. But if they're anything close to it, those three would be it for the Packers schedule. So to get them back to back, sets themselves up. And then Washington Commanders is the start of their longest road trip of the season. So getting a couple wins before we get on the road to face the Commanders. And then getting a win on that first road trip against the Commanders would be big for Green Bay going forward.
Yeah, as you mentioned, that's the start of a long road stretch after they face the Commanders. Week 8, they're going to be traveling to New York to face the Buffalo Bills at looks like that's a Sunday night football game as well on October 30th. Obviously, that's going to be a marquee matchup, right? Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Packers defense, Bills defense, right? It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be – this is so of those five games, this is the second one that could define Green Bay season. This will be one marquee matchup, like you said. Getting the win here, right, could solidify, you know, Green Bay cementing themselves up near the top of the conference division, if not conference, this early in the season. You know, week 8, if you're 6-2, 7-1, possibly even 8-0, I know that's wishful thinking for a lot of teams, but not out of the question. Getting a win here, along with that record, is really going to set Green Bay up going forward with the kind of competitive record you want at the end of the year to get that number one seed or at least a top seed.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a fun game. Week 9, they continue their road stretch against the Detroit Lions at Ford Field. That's going to be at 12 p.m. Central on November 6th. So that's going to be an interesting game. I really like what the Lions have done. I hate to say it, but I like what they've done in the draft over the past couple of years, right? It seems like Dan Campbell is building a good culture. So it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, what the Lions look like at this point in the season.
And what's going to be really intriguing is that this could be Jameson Williams' first game or maybe his second game. You know,
yeah, that's
this,
true.
This is around the time where Jameson Williams can come in and contribute for Lions. And, you know, the Lions remind me of Iowa from the college. They always give the Badgers, you know, fits. For whatever reason it is lately, Green Bay going to Detroit has never been easy as of the last few years. So, no longer are the Detroit Lions just a free win for the Packers. You know, they'll go 3-13, but you know, one of those ones will definitely be against the Packers. But you're right. They had a great offseason. I think they're trending the right direction. But you know, they're still a few years away from being competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously the main thing is they have Jared Goff at quarterback. So that's always going to give the Packers an advantage.
Yep.
We all have smartphones and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for 5. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/builtforus.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control
wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Okay, so moving on to week 10, we've got another afternoon game at 3:25 Central, Lambeau Field against the Dallas Cowboys. It's going to be on November 13th. So obviously that's going to be another big game, right? Mike McCarthy coming back into Lambeau, or yeah, it's Lambeau. Aaron Rodgers is presumably going to be playing, right? The Cowboys had a lot of success last year, even though they got bounced out of the playoffs. They showed off some really nice stuff both on defense and offense. So it's going to, I think that'll be a tough game.
Yeah. So the third game of my five that could define the Packers season is this one right here. Not only for the conference standings, but this could be a team that we are facing in conference. Yeah. You know, Dallas went 12-5 last year. They have a good roster overall. And Mike McCarthy seems to have picked back up his coaching skills from, you know, 2009 to 2014 and 2016, whatever it was, where he was very successful in Green Bay. Even though we have yet to see postseason success for Mike McCarthy in Dallas, there's still going to be a tough out any given Sunday, especially during the regular season. And by this, we're going to know, you know, 10 weeks into the season, we're going to know who's, you know, competing for that top spot or those top spots in the conference. And this could be another battle of, you know, 1 and 2 seed, 2 and 3 seed going at each other.
Yeah, definitely. It's just going to be another fun game. In week 11, right after that, the Tennessee Titans are coming to Lambeau on November 17th. That's a Thursday game. So it's at 7:15 Central Time. Sorry, I'm used to thinking in Pacific Time. That could be another tough game, though. I think that the Titans' future is a little bit more up in the air than some people might assume, right? They drafted Malik Willis. Ryan Tannehill's getting older. They traded away AJ Brown. So there's some stuff up in the air. It seems like they might be pivoting a little bit more to kind of some future plans moving past this season in Titans football, if you will. It felt like last season when they earned the number one seed, that was kind of one of their last chances with, you know, the current team to compete. So I'm going to be interested to see how they look at this point in the season.
And Tennessee is going to be the, like you hit it right on the head, right? There's a lot of stuff. I mean, Ryan Tannehill's comments about Malik Willis and saying it's not his job to mentor him, all that stuff. We've heard that before, but I mean, you know, it's never good for the locker room. By this point in time, you know, and on top of that, Tennessee isn't built like Green Bay in the sense that they can lose, you know, the star wide receiver and be okay. I think,
yeah,
they'll be a good team, but there is no way they're going to be competing for that number one seed. But Derrick Henry is still a monster. That defense should still be okay, and Ryan Tannehill is still a serviceable quarterback.
Right.
So this is a game that Green Bay should win, especially that is in Green Bay. But it's going to be, you know, they still have some playmakers, so you have to come on your A game, and it's going to be, you know, Thursday Night Football, so short rest right after the big Cowboys game. You know,
yeah.
Short rest and don't come out lackadaisical.
Yeah, and luckily they're both at Lambeau, so the travel isn't going to be something that's going to factor in. And then after the Titans game, week 12, the Packers are going to face the Philadelphia Eagles on the road in Philadelphia. That's November 27th. Looks like that is a Sunday Night Football game as well. So that's going to be at 7:20 Central Standard Time. And that's going to be a tough matchup. The Eagles have really built a lot of nice structure around Jalen Hurts. Obviously he's still a bit of a question, right? He had a fairly good rookie season, but there's still some doubts about his ability to be the starter long-term, but obviously they got AJ Brown. They've got Devontae Smith. They've got, you know, some really nice pieces on the defense. So I think this will be another tough game.
This is going to be the game where, you know, at this point in the season, the Eagles may be fighting for, either the division, if they are you know, performing that well, if Jalen Hurts has that good of a year, but or B, you know, a wild card spot. I don't think that the Eagles are going to be a bad team this year. So this is going to be another matchup between a couple playoff teams that are either vying for a ranking or vying for a spot in general in the playoffs. And you know, Green Bay is going to go into hostile Philly. It's always fun. It's always fun going to Philly. That crowd is crazy. So we'll see. We'll see how that one goes.
Yeah, definitely. And that, and then week 13, the Bears are going to be playing the Packers at Soldier Field. It's going to be a 12 p.m. Central Time game. Looks like some Sunday, December 4th. So obviously, like we mentioned, the Bears, they're not necessarily in the position to compete right now. You know, obviously it's a road game, so that's still tough, but this is another game I think I expect the Packers to win.
This should be Lambeau Field South, right? That should be what
yeah.
it was called. But yeah, this is one of those games where don't let the Bears derail your season or derail a streak that you're on. Go in there, take care of business, and get out. And Aaron Rodgers has been better than anyone at that against the Bears over the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, it's going to be especially interesting to watch because that's the game right before the bye week. And you worry a little bit about that being a trap game, even though it's on the road, right, against an opponent that the Packers have had a lot of success recently against, you know, who probably won't be competing for Super Bowl or a playoff spot at this point. So that's definitely something to be cautious about.
Yep.
And that's kind of with the bye week, that kind of finishes up for what is probably the toughest stretch of the season, right? The 7-game stretch from the Washington Commanders game to the Bears game, that's 5 of those 7 games are going to be on the road. Obviously, you've got matchups against the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Bills, some really tough games in there. So that's going to be, like you mentioned, there's some games that could really determine the course of the Packers season. That could be just a general stretch of games, a stretch of the season that determines how the rest of the season looks.
Yep, those 5 to 7 games are going to be extremely important for the Packers. And then, like you said, those playoff matchups, but also, you know, don't roll over against the Lions. Don't come out.
Right.
And then same thing with the Commanders, that starts of a road trip. So that road trip, by week 14, by the Packers, by week, if they're, you know, just a few losses on the season, that's going to put them up for a great position to get a good seed in the NFC.
Yeah, definitely. And so that we mentioned that was probably the toughest stretch of their season. You know, a fairly easy stretch. They have a fairly easy stretch to finish out the season. They've got in week 15, they've got the Los Angeles Rams at Lambeau. Week 16, they've got the Dolphins on the road. And then week 17 and 18, they've got two more home games against the Vikings and Lions, respectively. We've already kind of talked about the Vikings and Lions, right? I think that they, you know, their ability to compete at this point in their team building process is a little bit up in the air, though I think the Vikings, you know, could definitely give the Packers a fight. But week 15 against the Rams, that's kind of the marquee matchup of those 4 games, right? The defending Super Bowl champions come into Lambeau. That's going to be, it looks like a Monday night game, 7:15 Central Time, week 15 on December the 19th. So yeah, what are your thoughts on that matchup?
This is my 4th game, right, of the 5 that could define the Packers season. And this is it right here. It doesn't get much bigger than 2 possible, you know, teams vying for the number 1 seed or top seed in the NFC playing in week 15. The Rams have not won in Lambeau since 2006. We saw them lose just last year in Lambeau,
yeah.
a thriller 36-28 win. So yeah, this is going to be a game where you know, it's going to be a marquee matchup, top teams in the conference going at it.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're going to be a tough team, even, you know, assuming they don't re-sign Odell. I don't think they will right now with having signed Allen Robinson, but still going to be a tough matchup. Obviously, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods will probably be back. They've got Robinson, they've got Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey. It's a really, you know, a lot of stars on that team. So it's going to be a tough game, but I'm looking forward to that. Week 16, it's going to be Miami Dolphins, like I mentioned, at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. It's going to be at 12 p.m. Central Time on December 25th. So the early Christmas game, I believe that's going to be the earliest one. That's going to be another interesting one, right? They've got Tua at quarterback, but they've got a lot of weapons around him. You know, Tyreek Hill, they traded for. It's going to be interesting to see how the defense performs with Brian Flores now gone. So it's going to be another game I'm going to be interested to see.
Christmas in Miami, you can't can't complain about that. But
yeah,
the Packers are going to go into this game and you know, just coming off a you know, great win or brutal loss against the Rams and have to keep that the positive momentum going because they've got 2 division games right after this to close out the season. So this is, you know, feels like a game Green Bay should win, but again, you know, kind of reminds you of the Eagles. They got talent, they got some stars here and there, so don't come out and lay an egg. Go down there and take care of business.
Yeah. And then, like you mentioned, the final weeks of the season, both are home games against divisional opponents. We kind of covered that already. Week 17 is going to be the Vikings at Lambeau, January 1st at 3:25 Central Time. And it looks like week 18, I'm looking at on the Packers website, it looks like the date for week 18 against the Detroit Lions, that's still undetermined. So yeah.
By then, the college football season will be over, so it'll be right. You know, Saturday or Sunday where they split it up.
Right, yeah, it's one of those games where they can change the time. Right, okay, yeah, so that's kind of the season. Was there anything, like, there are any big themes that kind of stuck out to you besides what we discussed?
Yeah, first, that week 17 against the Vikings, that's the fifth game of the five that could define the Packers. Look, I don't think that the Vikings are going to, you know, be in the running for the North. I think the Green Bay should lock it up, but this could be the week that they do lock it up, you know, against the Vikings, week 17. And then on top of that, just another divisional game for your conference ranks, conference standings. But you never know. If the Vikings have a great year, you know, this could be a huge game for the division. But either way, it's going to be a huge, huge game for conference standings this late in the season. So taking care of business there on New Year's Day is going to be big. And then, you know, another conference game against the Lions, divisional game against the Lions the week later. Like always, but yeah, so you mentioned a few things, right? A few takeaways from the schedule, right? Longest road streak, we talked about that. We've from October 23rd to November 6th, right? Those three road games against the Commanders, Bills, and Lions. We only have two home games in a row, or the longest home stretch we have all season is two in a row, and we have that twice. So there's gonna be a lot of traveling going back and forth. You know, there's not many long home stretches, like three or four games, but three of the last four games will be played at home, so that'll be nice. Two of the first three we played on the road, so you're gonna start out the season on the road. And then there's like things to think about as far as matchups that go, right? So the thing, Bills, right? The Bills get a bye before they play the Packers. So there's a little bit of advantage that they get, right? Commanders play Thursday Night Football before the Packers, like the week before, so they're going to get an extra, you know, 4 or 5 days of rest
right before
they play Green Bay. You know, Cowboys, they get a bye before the Packers. There's going to be two games, the Dolphins and the Vikings, they're going to play Monday Night Football the week prior, so they're going to get 1 day of extra rest, right, if that impacts the team very much or so. And then Green Bay will get an extra day of rest to play, or due to Thursday Night Football, and that'll be when they play the Eagles, so they'll get, you know, a week and a half of rest before they play the Eagles. And then the Packers get a bye before they play the Rams. So the Green Bay gets some advantages in the season, you know, but there's a lot of teams that are going to have advantages. They're coming off a bye, coming off a long break just to play the Packers. So that's going to definitely be an advantage that they don't have for a lot of the season. And then the other takeaway that I saw was that Green Bay's at the biggest disadvantage when it comes to rest all season long. They're going to have, I believe it was negative 13 days total for rest compared to their opponents, right? According to ESPN, right, Green Bay's have the worst rest differential in the NFL. They're at negative 13 days, which means just, you know, like I just talked about, the extra rest or the lack of extra rest that other teams didn't get compared to the Packers. You know, Green Bay's the worst in the division, or excuse me, in the league. The Bills have the best at plus 13 days, and the Lions come in at plus 11. So that's something to take away from, you know, the strength of schedule benefits Green Bay this year. But to be honest, that's about it. There's going to be a lot of disadvantages this year.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a tough schedule, but I think that the Packers, you know, they have the talent and the roster construction to win a lot of games here. I'm definitely going to be looking, right, how that defense performs with the new additions they've made, how the wide receivers can adjust, how quickly they can adjust, right? Obviously, Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs, they're going to probably have to play a pretty big role this season for the offense to really, you know, stay at the near the top of the league. So I'm going to be really interested to see how quickly they adjust. That first stretch of the season, that's where I could kind of see where adding a veteran wide receiver, like maybe Julio Jones, could be helpful. But yeah, it's definitely something I'm going to be keeping an eye on.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see. But, you know, by the there's going to be a lot of rookies that we're going to be relying on this year, maybe more than most, or maybe more than previous years. Like you mentioned, Romeo Doubs and then obviously Christian Watson. But there's gonna be a lot of tests this year. But it's gonna be, a lot of it's gonna come against beatable opponents, you know. So we should see Green Bay win some games, but you know, not have a lot of rest doing it.
Yeah. All right. Well, McQuaid, did you have any other thoughts about the schedule?
No, that was it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you everyone for listening to the Wisconsin Sports Heroics podcast on the Packernet Podcast Network. You can catch us most Sundays on the Packernet Podcast Network. So thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon.